I'm still here at the VIP evening event at the new Explore Centre in York, which is the space that was previously known as the Central Library. And I'm here with a gentleman who's another VIP from the council. Could you introduce yourself, please, and tell us what your involvement has been with the Explore Library renovation?
Good evening, my name is David Warburton, Head of Design, Conservation and Sustainable Development with the City Council. And my team have been responsible for giving the design advice on this alteration to the important listed building we have here.
So, go into some detail for me, if you could, about what you've really been involved in the library and what changes have been made from your perspective.
Well, York's Central Library is held in great affection by many people in York, built by Walter Brierley in 1926. A lot of people, of course, didn't maybe want to see some of the changes. We were responsible for working through with the design team to make sure that the changes were both appropriate to the listed building, but also delivered a 21st century Explore Centre for the people of York.
So what sort of things did you have to take into consideration when you were thinking about working with this building in terms of location?
One of the most important things was to secure the future of the library as a library. Clearly, for any significant listed building, maintaining the original use is the best possible use. But libraries built in 1926 were built in a very different social climate from libraries today, and clearly we didn't have the extent of electronic communication, and they were rather dry, stilted places, whereas today we encourage much more interaction, and we certainly encourage children to enjoy them, and perhaps even to make some noise, which is not something that would have been done in the good old days.
So how do you think the changes that have been made will impact on the outcome of how well the library will deliver its key goals?
I think working with colleagues in the library service, it was clear that the library had to change and adapt to the 21st century, and I think the changes here deliver a fantastic environment for people to learn about York and to be in touch with the cultural heritage of the city.
So, all work aside, what do you like as an individual about the library, and how do you think you might use it?
I'm not a resident of York. I actually live in Durham, another great historic city. But I say it's truly, truly fantastic to see such an important civic building in the city updated for better use in the 21st century.
And do you think there's any lessons to be learned from what York's done with this building in terms of any other places nationally that could move forwards what might be seen as a traditional sort of venue?
There's always lessons to be learned. I mean, it's perhaps not quite on the scale. Manchester's Central Library in St Peter's Square is being updated, and that's a multi-million pound project. Again, a very important historic listed building being restored and updated for the 21st century. Different cities have had different approaches, but the most important thing is this icon of York by one of our local and nationally significant architects, Brierley, has been maintained in its original use and made fit for purpose in the 21st century.
And finally, is there one standout bit of architecture in this building that if people are walking around they might be able to see, and is there anything interesting that they might not know about that particular?
I think one of the special qualities of this building is the light. Anyone walking around the building this evening can't fail to be impressed by the natural light and the levels of daylight. The decorations help with that. The new fixtures and fittings have brightened the interior up. But Walter Brierley's original intention to have a bright and light library has been carried through.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Good evening.